Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Kuf. We left off on Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis Amar Rav Chista toward the very end of the page, about 6-7 lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Alda Shalom, the Shem Shevin Aliyah, as well as by Esti and Avi Goldstein on the occasion of the 7th Yahrzeit of their beloved son, Zachary Chaim Tzvi Ben Avram, whose Yahrzeit is tomorrow. His Neshama Shevin Aliyah, we miss him very much. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So yesterday we left off with a question. We didn't give an answer. So today's whole daf are the answers to yesterday's question. The question was that we had a stira in Shitos Rabbi Shimon, whether an onen can bring a carbon Pesach. So it's a stira in two different places, whether Rabbi Shimon holds an onen can bring carbon Pesach or not. So we're going to have five answers to that stira. The first three come in quick succession and are pretty short discussions. The fourth one is Abaye's answer, takes up the majority of Amud Aleph, and the fifth one is Rava's answer, takes up, and the discussion that ensues takes up all of Amud Beis. In the context of Abaye's answer, the Gemara is going to discuss whether a stira between two other brisos about being metame yourself on Erev Pesach is a valid proof that there's a difference between becoming an onein before Chatzos on Erev Pesach versus becoming an onein after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Because that's what Abaye's answer is all about, is that prior to Chatzos, you don't have a chiv of Karban Pesach yet. So maybe if you become an onein first, the chiv of Karban Pesach never sets in. But maybe if a person only becomes an onein after the Chiv of Karban Pesach sets in, maybe that's a different story. In the context of Rava's answer on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that has an inherent stira, whether you can eat the Karban Pesach on the night after the Yom HaKavura of a relative. The Gemara is going to have three answers to that inherent stira in the brisa. So that's pretty much Amud Beis. So again, stiras and brisas all over the place. The primary stira that we deal with is the stira within Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Does Rabbi Shimon hold that an onen can bring a Karban Pesach or not? And along the way, we have a stira between two other brises on Amud Aleph, and a stira, an inherent stira within a brisa on Amud Beis, and we deal with all of those stiras. So first things first, though, and the primary topic, what does Rabbi Shimon hold about an onen bringing a Karban Pesach? So answers, the Gemara answer number one, Amr Rav Chista, Pesach Kedina. One of those brises is really lav dafka. The brisa mentions Karban Pesach just because it's mentioning all these other karbanos like Bechor and Meiser, but really an onen does bring a Karban Pesach or can send it with someone else to bring the Karban Pesach for him. So as far as the stira and brises, whether Rabbi Shimon holds an onen can or cannot bring a Karban Pesach, he absolutely can bring a Karban Pesach. The brisa that said that he's not allowed to had mentioned a bunch of karbanos, half a dozen karbanos that he's not allowed to bring. So since Karban Pesach typically gets listed together with Bechor HaMeiser, so we listed it here too, together with Bechor HaMeiser. Now it's interesting, on Amud Beis, Rav is going to give the answer that that the Mishnah that says that it could be Tovel Vochel as Pischo is talking about someone who became an Onein after the Karban Pesach was already shechted, and all he has left is to eat the Karban Pesach, and the Chacham allow eating the Karban Pesach, and Rabbi Shimon really holds an Onein is not allowed to be Mishaleach as Pischo. Now the Tosos wonders, it's such an obvious answer, the fifth and final answer that we're going to have on Amud Beis is such an obvious answer that it should all depend whether he was already shechted and was makar of the Karban Pesach, and the question is only about Achilas Karban Pesach. So Tosos wonders, why don't the first four Terutzim think of that? Meaning it's such an obvious answer. So Tosos says the reason the Amoraim say the Terutzim that they say, and they didn't want to give Rava's answer, is because they hold that Achila is not Ma'akev. So there's no reason for the Chacham to be Matir and Onein to eat the Karban Pesach Belaila any more than any other Kachim, than they would be Matir any other Kachim. So that's why they don't like Rava's answer, which is going to be the fifth answer. But again, answer number one is Stira in terms of what the Shita of Rabbi Shimon is. No, Rabbi Shimon holds for sure an Onein could bring Karban Pesach. The Brisa said that he can't was Lav Davka. It meant about the other Karbanos, but he can bring a Karban Pesach. Answer number two, Rav Shesha Samar, my Pesach shall make Pesach. When it says that an onin cannot be makrav a Pesach, it doesn't mean he cannot be makrav a Pesach. It means he cannot be makrav the shalmei Pesach, what we call the chagigas arba'a asar. That since the halacha is in the Torah that korban Pesach has to be nechal ala sova, a person has to be already somewhat satiated. He cannot be starving when he eats the korban Pesach. So if there's not if there are a lot of bnei chabura and there's not enough meat to go around, we bring a korban shlamim together with the korban Pesach, so that they could eat the korban Pesach ala sova, and that korban shlamim that they bring together with the korban Pesach is called chagigas arba asar. Not to be confused with what we call shalmei chagiga. Shalmei chagiga is a korban shlamim that everyone brings when they're olah l'regel, right? This is chagigas arba asar. So when it says Pesach, it means shalmei Pesach. That's what the onen is not allowed to be makriv, but the actual korban Pesach, he's allowed to be makriv. So both of the first two answers assume that it's a davar pashut, that according to Rabbi Shimon, that yes, he's allowed to bring a korban Pesach. I hachi, says the Gemara, well, wait a second. If the Brisa that says that he's not allowed to bring korban Pesach means the shalmei chagiga, hainu shlamim, well, that's the same thing that's the same thing as korban shlamim, which the Brisa already said an onen is not allowed to bring. So why does it have to mention two types of shlamim? So tana shlamim abad machmas Pesach, v'tana shlamim abad machmas atzman. It mentions shlamim that comes on account of the korban Pesach and shlamim that comes independently. Di lo tana shlamim abad machmas Pesach, had it only mentioned a regular korban shlamim and not mentioned the shlamim that goes along with the korban Pesach, salka daitecha min ol machmas Pesach asu kiguvit Pesach damu. I might have thought that since it only comes in order to allow you to eat the korban Pesach in the best way, it's like the korban Pesach, so kamash milan. That's why he has to tell me not that way. A third answer that as to Shitas Rabbi Shimon, can an onin bring korban Pesach or not? Rav Mari Omar lo kasha, not a steer in the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Kan shemes lemes ba'arba asar ukvaro ba'arba asar. That the Brisa is talking about a case where the person died on Erev Pesach and was buried on Erev Pesach. So Erev Pesach was the Yom HaMisa, and therefore the night of Pesach is the night after the Yom HaMisa, whereas Kan, the Mishlam Psachim, Shemes Lameis is Bishlosha Asar, is where the person died the previous day, Ukvaro Barba Asar, and the Kvura was on Erev Pesach, which was not the Yom HaMisa, and the Lel Pesach is the night after the Yom HaKvura, not after the Yom HaMisa. Meis Lameis Barba Asar, Kvaro Barba Asar, if everything happened, the guy even died on Erev Pesach, so Yom Misa Tofes Leilu Midaraisa. The Aninus of the Yom Misa is Tofes Leilu Midaraisa, will extend into the night that follows it on a Daraisa level. Ah, so that's where we're going to say that an Onen cannot bring a Korban Pesach, because he's not going to be allowed to eat it. Meis Lameis Bishlosha Asar Kvaro Barba Asar. But if the relative died on the day before Erev Pesach, and he only gets buried on Erev Pesach, Yom Kvura Drabanan Eino Tofes Leilu El Midrabanan. The Yom Kavura is only Aninus Midrabanan, because it's not the Yom Misa, and therefore it's only going to be Tofes the Laila Shala Achrav on a Drabanan level, and therefore even the Chachamim, even though the Chachamim Aser bring Karbanos on the Yom Kavura and eating Karbanos the night following the Yom Kavura Midrabanan, but if it's Erev Pesach, for the sake of Karban Pesach, we're going to allow the Karban Pesach is going to override that restriction. So this is the first answer where we say Rabbi Shimon is not 100% clear cut. Can an onen bring makrav korban Pesach or not? The first two answers says, of course he can. It was just a typo. You know, it was just an extra. The one that said that he can't was just mentioned Pesach and it didn't really mean Pesach, or it didn't mean korban Pesach. It meant shalmei Pesach. Here we have no. Can an onen bring korban Pesach or not? Depends. If it was the actual Yom HaMisa v'Yom HaKvura, he cannot. And if it was only if it was just the Yom HaKvura, then he can. So Amar Rav Ashi Rav Mari, v'alahadik tani, according to you, that you're saying the Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about where it's only the Yom Kvura, when the Brisa says that Rabbi Yehuda says that Aninus Laila is Daraisa, so Amar Rabbi Shimon says, Teda, I'll prove to you that Aninus Laila is only Midrabanan. Shari Amru, because it says in the Mishnah in Pesachim, Onein Tovel V'Yochel Tovelas Bischo, Avaloba Kachim, that an Onen could be Tovel and eat his Korban Pesach that night, but not with other Kachim. Namele, shouldn't Rabbi Yehuda respond? Kamina Lachana Yom Misa Daraisa. I'm talking to you about Yom Misa, which is Daraisa, when is therefore Tovel Slelo Mi Daraisa. Vamarta Liat, and you're responding to me from a Mishnah Psachim, which, according to what Rav Mari just said, is not about the Yom Misa Mi Daraisa. It's Yom Kavura Mi Darabanan. I'm molded of that, but it's Yom Kavura Mi Darabanan. So Kasha, so that's in fact very difficult. So those are the first three answers. Now the next two answers take up the rest of the daf. So and in the next two answers, we're going to see that Rabbi Shimon holds that Aninus Laila is Drabanan, and the Isser of bringing or sending the Korban Baninus is Min HaTorah. So the Rambam writes that we paskin like both of the next two answers. The Rambam, Milchos Korban Pesach, Perek Vav Halacha Tes, paskins both like the answer of Abaye that we're about to say, and like the answer of Rava that we're going to have on Amud Beis, because he holds the two answers are not in disagreement with each other, they're just come up with different cases where Rabbi Shimon would say yes or no as far as an onen bringing a Korban Pesach. So answer number four is Abaye. Again, the stira is, does stira in Rabbi Shimon whether an onen could bring a Korban Pesach? Abaye Omar, lo kasha, not a stira. Khan, the Brisa that says that he cannot bring a Korban Pesach, is Shemes Kodem Chatzos. That's when he became an onen prior to Chatzos, before the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach ever set in. Khan, the Mishnah Pesachim that says that an onen is Ochel is Pischo. He's told the Pischo that he can bring Korban Pesach, is Shemes Liachar Chatzos, that the person only died after the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach already set in on Chatzos and Erev Pesach. Kodem Chatzos Lo Chazi LePesach, prior to Chatzos, where he's not yet ready to bring the Korban Pesach, Chay LeAninus. So the Aninus is going to be Chal, and therefore preempt any Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. But Achar Chatzos is Chazi LePesach. Once Chatzos comes and he's already ready to bring the Korban Pesach, Lo Chay LeAninus. The Aninus is not going to be Chal. Not the Aninus is Chal. It means that that the Aninus is not going to be Doche, the pre-existing Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. He is an Onein, but he's an Onein who's allowed to bring Korban Pesach because he had a pre-existing Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. So the Gemara is going to be, the Gemara is going to now prove that that from two different prices that look like they're Soser one another, that if a person became an Onein before Chatzos, it's different than becoming an Onein after Chatzos. The fundamental answer that Abaye just gave, that if you became an Onein before Chatzos, the Aninus wins. If he becomes an Onein after Chatzos, Korban Pesach wins. So the Gemara is going to prove that chilik from because it's going to be the only way to resolve the stira between two brisos. What is your hechrech? Where do you find that we ever make a distinction between the fellow dying before and after Chatzos? Because we have a brisa that when the Torah talks about the Isra of a Kohen being the Tamei Lemeis, it tells us that when it comes to his relatives, such as the Achoso Abasula, Lo Yitama, that he could be Mitame himself to his unmarried sister. So mitzvah, the Torah is being mitzaveh him, that he should, it's not just a Rishos, he has a mitzvah to be Mitame to his sister. And the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvah Saseh Lamed Zayin that that mitzvah is knowing not only for a Kohen, it's for every person, it's even a Kohen, but Kal V'chomer, everybody else, that they have a mitzvah to take care of, to be metame to the relatives. It only the Torah only mentions it in the context of Kohanim to demonstrate the greater chiddush that even though a Kohen generally is musar ala tuma, that he has a mitzvah to be metame to his sister. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Evel Perek Beis Halacha Vav that you see from here how serious avelus is, that a Kohen is that we ignore the normal iser of tumas meis for a Kohen because of the requirement of Avelus. So Lo Yitama is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for a Kohen, it's a mitzvah for everybody else. Lo Ratza, if he doesn't want to be Mitame, Mitame Nosal Karcho. We say, too bad, you have a mitzvah, you got to be Mitame, even if you don't want to. And in fact, there was such a story. There was a fellow by the name of Yosef HaKohen, and his wife died in Erev Pesach. He didn't want to be Mitame to his wife, because he didn't want to be Mevatel from the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. That's the Pashtos, that since when he's going to be Tame, he's not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach, he can't bring Korban Pesach ala Tameim, that's why he didn't want to be Metame. In the Maskana, the Gemara, the Keren Ora points out that from the he's he's not going to be able to bring the carbon anyway because of his aninus. And the fact that he didn't want to be metamiter was not because of the carbon pesach, it was because of a different obligation of chayiv adam l'tahar atzmo beregel, that a person should greet the yom tov in the state of tahara. That's going to be the conclusion. But the pashup shat, when you read this, is that because of carbon pesach, he didn't want to be metami himself. And the other kohanim teamed up against him and were metami him bal karcho. The Rambam at Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, when he quotes this Maisa, he says, he doesn't say Echav HaKohanim, he says V'dachu Chachomim V'timu Bal Karcho. Meaning, why is this something that the Kohanim have a right to decide? This is something that the Chachomim, that the Rabbanim have a right. It's a Psak Halacha, right? That he's got to be Mitame himself. So this isn't up to the Kohanim that they're going to be protective of this din. This is up to the Chachomim to be protective of the din. But anyway, so that was that's one brisa, that Yosef HaKohen didn't want to be metame himself. Too bad, you got to be metame yourself even on Erev Pesach because it's your sister, because it's your wife. Urimini, but the Gemara says, well, wait a second, we have another brisa that talks about the Isur Tumah of a Nazir. Now, the Isur Tumah of a Nazir is different than the Isur of Tumas Kohanim, because a Kohen is allowed to be metame to the Zion Krovim. A Nazir may not be metame to the Zion Krovim. So the Pasuk says, Ula Achoso. By a Nazir, it says, Love Ivlimo, Lachiv Ula Achoso, Lo Yitama. He's not allowed to be metame to these Krovim. Matam Lomar, what's the Pasuk telling me? He already said that he's not allowed to be metame to his father and mother, so obviously he's not allowed to be metame to his sister. He's only related to his sister because they have the same father and mother. So obviously he's not allowed to be metame to his father and mother, so he's not allowed to be metame to his sister. So Harish HaHalach is talking about Harish HaHalach Lishchot Es Pischo. A Nazir is on his way to go Shecht Es Karban Pesach V'lomel Es Bino, or he's going to do a Bris Milah on his son in order that he should be able to bring Karban Pesach, because the Gemara in Yavama says when you have a child who's already Gizman for a Milah and he didn't yet have a Milah, the father is not allowed to bring a Karban Pesach. Rashi writes in Maseches Brachos another possibility that we're not talking about Erev Pesach. He was Holich Lomel Es Bino the rest of the year, and he's Shama Shemes Lomes, but since the mitzvah of Mila is a mitzvah Shiesh Bakares, it's like Karban Pesach, but let's keep it at Erev Pesach, will be less confusing. So a guy is going to either Shecht his Karban Pesach, or to do a Bris Mila on his son, so that he can bring a Karban Pesach, v'shama Shemes Lomes, and then he finds out one of his Zayin Krovim dies, so Yachal, you might think that he should be Mekayim the Mitzvah Satorah, Yitama, that he should he should be Metami Lomes, and be Mevatel from the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, Samad Lo Yitama. That's why the Pasuk says, no, a Nazir is not allowed to be Metami to Zayin Krovim, let him go bring his Karban Pesach. Yachal, Kashem Shlo Yitama La'achoso, Kachin Metami the Meis Mitzvah. You might think that even extends to a Meis Mitzvah, that a Nazir is not even allowed to be Metami to a Meis Mitzvah. A meis mitzvah is someone who dies that there's no one else to take care of. He's mushlach b'derech, so he's automatically called a meis mitzvah, and therefore every Jew has an obligation to take care of his burial. That's what the Rambam writes, Hilchos Evel, Perikim al-Halacha Ches. However, as far as a Kohen's obligation to be metami to a meis mitzvah, the Rambam writes, that's not just because he doesn't have family taking care of him. If there are other people available, then the Kohen does not have a right to be metami to a meis mitzvah. It's only if there's no one else to take care of you. Korei ve'eino ona, you say, anyone here to take care of this meis mitzvah? And no one responds. Then the Kohen can be metame. But he's a meis mitzvah legabe kol Yisrael, even if there are other people able that are around. But anyway, so we said that Nazir is not allowed to be metame to his Zayin Krovim. And if he's going to bring Korban Pesach, keep going. Forget about the being metame. How do I know that if there's a meis mitzvah, he should stop whatever he's doing and take care of the meis mitzvah? Tamal Omer, because the Pasuk says, La Achoso, that he's not allowed to be metame to his sister. La Achoso is the metame of Metame l'meis mitzvah. That teaches me that that's where it ends. But for a meis mitzvah, he can be metame. So you see that the mitzvah of Karban Pesach beats out the mitzvah of being metame to krovim. Now the first brisa said that a person is a mitzvah to be metame to his krovim, even though through doing so he's not going to be able to bring the Karban Pesach by the mice of Yosef HaKohen. They forced him to be metame le'ishto. So lav shma mina, isn't this therefore a raya that kan kodem chatzos kan nach? So Chatzos, that the second Brisa is talking about that the relative only died after Chatzos, and since he already had a chiyuv of Shchitas HaPesach, it's docha the mitzvah of being metami lekrovim. But the first Brisa is talking about the mice of Yosef HaKohen, where his wife died before Chatzos, and therefore the aninus was chal prior to the Korban Pesach, and it's mafkiya the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So since he was never mechuyev in that mitzvah, he had to be metame himself to his wife. So you see from here that when the aninus preempts the Korban Pesach, the aninus is chal and not the Korban Pesach. So that's the difference between lefnei chatzos and leachar chatzos. That's the raya to Abaye. So says Gemara, mimai. How do you know that the reason the first brisa was mechayiv the fellow to be metame on erev Pesach was because the aninus came first? Maybe I could really tell you, both brises are talking about after chatzos. Vaha, the second brise is Rabbi Ishmael. Vaha, where's the first brise is Rabbi Akiva. Titania, what's the machlok Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva? Lo yitama, the Torah says that kohen should be metame to a relative, reshus, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds, it's saying, the Torah is telling me that he's permitted to be metame to a relative, not that he is obligated to do so. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, no, it is a chiyuv to be metame to a relative, that the Torah says that he has to be metame. There's three things about which Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael disagree, whether it's a reshus or chova. So one of them is lo yitama, about being metame to a relative. Tosfos points out that l'chora, according to one of them, you're going to be off in your number of 613 mitzvos, because if it's only a reshus in these three places, and the other one says that it's a chova, so they should end up. One of them is either going to have 616 mitzvos or 610 mitzvos. So Tos gives the obvious answer. They must make it up. They must make up for it somewhere else, right? Meaning that's why you have all the monah mitzvos count different things as the mitzvos haTorah. But anyway, Rabbi Akiva holds that it's a chova, that the Torah is mitzvah him, that he must be mitame. So everyone holds that even if the aninus comes first, prior to chatzos, it does not prevent the chiyuv of Korban Pesach from being chal, and calls man that he was not mitame, he's chayiv in Korban Pesach. But Rabbi Akiva holds the mitzvah being mitame l'krovim has kedima, and therefore he should be metame to his krovim, even if the anin was only chal after chatzos. And Rabbi Shmuel holds the being metame to krovim is not a mitzvah; it's a reshus. So the onin should not do that when it's erev Pesach, because he's going to be mevatel from the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which is an absolute chiyuv. But everyone would hold that if he did not become tame, he brings the Korban Pesach, because the aninus is not the aninus itself is not ma'akev the Korban Pesach; it's the tuma that's going to be ma'akev the Korban Pesach. And the question is, does he or does he not have to become tame? So says Mar Lo Salka Daitach. Nah, you can't say that the second brisa is going like Rabbi Shmuel. The reisha the Rabbi Akiva Katanila, because the reisha of that very brisa is Rabbi Akiva. Titania, the brisa says Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says that the Torah tells the Nazir that he's not allowed to be metame even to the Zion Krovim. Nefesh Elu Akrovim. When the pasuk says Nefesh, it says the pasuk says Kol Yemein Hiziru LaHashem Al Nefesh. Mace lo yavo. So nefesh means the krovim. Mace elu aruchokim. Mace means that he's not allowed to be metame to anybody. So since it says in the pasuk that he's not allowed to be metame to krovim, it then doesn't need to go ahead and list those krovim. So why does it go ahead and tell me la avivu limo, la chivu, la choso, lo yitama? I know that already. You already told me he's not allowed to be metame even to the krovim. So we have a drasha from each one. La aviv, the fact that it says that he cannot be metame to his father, teaches me that not to his father, but yes to a meis mitzvah, that a nazir can be metami to a meis mitzvah. Li'imo, when it says li'imo, even though I already know that he's not allowed to be metami to his krovim, and I already know that he is allowed to be metami to a meis mitzvah, that tells me hayakohen vihu nazir. That tells me that if he's a kohen and a nazir, where I would have thought the double kedusha that he has of a kohen and a nazir maybe makes him so spiritually sensitive that he shouldn't even be metame to a meis mitzvah. So that's why he tells me limo dena metame metame to a meis mitzvah. No, he would still be metame to a meis mitzvah. La achiv, why does he have to say la achiv? Shimaya kohen gadol v'u nazir. That he's not only a kohen that he had from birth, he's a kohen gadol that happened later in his life. and he's a nazir, so he's got the triple kedusha. Still, so I would think he's not matami to a meis mitzvah. So that's a lachiv teaches me lachiv udein matami av matami to a meis mitzvah. Ula achoso matam alomer. Why does he have to mention achoso? Hareisha halach, because if this kind gadol nazir is going lishchotes pischa v'lomelas beno to shechtes karm pesach to give a meal to his son v'shamas shemeis lo meis, and he finds out that someone died, and therefore he has another reason not to be metame, aside from his kuhuna and his nizirus, because he has the korban pesach coming as well. So yachol yitama, I might think he should be metame to his mace to be mekayim the mitzvah of the Torah. So amrit lo yitama. That's why the pasuk says that he should not be metame either because of his nizirus or his kuhuna or because of his korban pesach. So yachol k'shem shem metame lachoso. So I might think that just like he's not metame to his sister, kachein metame the meis mitzvah, so too we should not be matami to meis mitzvah, especially with this, with all this kedusha plus the korban pesach. Tavolomer ula achoso laachoso leitamel v'tamim meis mitzvah. No, meis mitzvah trumps everything. It beats his nazirus, his kuhuna, his kuhuna gedola, his korban pesach. All the reasons that he doesn't want to become tame. Too bad. He's got to become tame to a meis mitzvah. Okay, so now we move on to the fifth and final answer in the stira in Rabbi Shimon. So again, the stira was whether Rabbi Shimon holds an onay is makrav karban pesach or not. So Rav Amri Idi v'Idi, both the isra of bringing karban pesach ba'aninus, the Rabbi Shimon Darshan's in the Brisa, and the din that an onain is tovel va'uchlas pischo, that Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim, is achar chatzos. They're both talking about that the mace died after chatzos. V'lo kasha, kan kodem sheshchato v'zarku alav. The Brisa that says that an onain does not bring a karban pesach is talking about that the Mises Krovo was before they ever did the Shechita and the Zrika of the Karban Pesach. So he became an Onin before the Pesach got underway at all. So therefore he doesn't do the Karban Pesach. Whereas Kan, the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim, that he says that he does eat the Karban Pesach is La'achar Sheshchat of Zarku Alav. They already did the Shechita and the Zrika of the Karban Pesach. So now all that's left is to do the Achila of the Karban Pesach. Since the Akrava was already done B'kashos prior to his losing the relative, so he's Tova, V'ochlas Pischo Be'erev. So he goes to the Mikveh, and from the Tumat Derabbanan that an Onin has, meaning we're talking about that he didn't become Tamei to the actual base. He goes to the mikveh and he eats his Karban Pesach that night in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. So Amalei Ravad Bar Masna L'Ravas, Ravad Bar Masna says, Rava, Achar Sheshach Tov Zor Kostomo, Ma Dehava Hava. Once they already did the Shechita and the Zrika, he was already Mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. When he eats it in the night, that night, he's an Onin Midrabbanan, according to Rabbi Shimon, and Achilas Kachim is also for him. So why do we allow the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach to be docha the din of Aninus when we don't allow the Achil of any other Kachim to be docha the din of Aninus, meaning he already brought his Karban Pesach, so he already took care of the Yisr Kares. So why are we going to let him eat Kachim? We don't allow eating Kachim when a person is an Onain. According to Abaye, I understand why the Chum allowed someone who became an Onain after Chatzos, but before he brought his Karban Pesach, to eat from the Karban Pesach, even though he could be Mekayim of the mitzvah of Akrava without being Mekayim of the mitzvah of Achila, because if you're going to tell him not to eat it, he's not going to be Makrav it. But according to Rava, it was already Hukrav. It's already done. So why are we going to be Matir this Achila? So Amalei Ravina, Achilas Pesach Ma'akva. The eating of the Karban Pesach is Ma'akev the Kapara. That a person who's Makrav the Pesach, it doesn't work. He's not Yotzi the Chiyuv. He's not Mekayim the mitzvah until he's also Mekayim the mitzvah Sachila. Midad Rabba Barav Huna. And how do I know that? I know it from Rabba Barav Huna. And therefore, since he didn't eat the Karban Pesach, someone who doesn't eat the Karban Pesach is not Yotzei the mitzvah of Akrava, and he's going to be Chayiv Kares, the Chacham do not take the Aninus Laila Midrabanan so seriously to cause him to be Chayiv Kares. So we're going to let him eat the Karban Pesach. So Amalei Rava Set Ravad, the Tzayis Mai Dekomer Lach Rabcha, that you should listen well to what your Rebbe told you, because that's a really good answer to your question, that Achilas Pesachim is Ma'akev, and that's and we know that from Rabba Barav Huna. That's a very good answer. So the Gemara says, who's Rabba Barav Huna and how do I know anything? My the Rabba Barav Huna. What is that which Rabba Barav Huna said that we learn from there that Achilas Pesach is Ma'akev? So says Gemara, it's a brisa with an inherent stira that's best answered by telling us that Achilas Pesach is Ma'akev. To Tanya, we have a brisa with an inherent stira. There are going to be three approaches to dealing with the inherent stira. One of them is Rabba Barav Huna's approach, and that's what we're referring to. Yom Shmua, on the day that a person finds out that a relative died, ki yom kavura the mitzvah shivu shloshim, has the same status as the yom kavura as far as counting the shiva and the shloshim, just like you count shiva and shloshim from the yom kavura and not the yom misa, so too you count from the yom shmua, that when a person hears of a relative that died 2 weeks ago, he starts counting the shiva and the shloshim. Ulachilas psachim ki yom likal atzamos, whereas as far as eating the Karban Pesach, the din of the Yom Shmua is not like the Yom Kavura, rather it's like the day of the Likut Atzamos. They used to bury in one place with the plan of being Malakit the Atzamos and moving the body somewhere else. They would bury somewhere very moist where the flesh would decompose very quickly, with the plan of then moving the bones, Likut Atzamos, and moving it to a more respectful final burial place. So just like it's Mutter to eat a Karban Pesach on the day after the Yom Shmua, that it's Mutter to eat the Karban Pesach on the day after the Yom Shmua, just like it's Mutter to eat the Karban Pesach on the night after the Yom of the Likud Atzamos. But the Yom Kavura is not like that. The night after the Yom Kavura, you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. Echad zeh ve'echad zeh, tovel v'ochel b'kachem l'erev. Both on the Yom Kavura and on the Yom Likud, you can be tovel and eat kachem that night. What just happened? Hagufa kasha. It's a stira in the brace itself. Amrit, on the one hand, you said Yom Shmua ki Yom Kavura, limitzvah shivu shloshim, that the Yom Shmua is like the Yom Kavura as far as the mitzvah of shivu shloshim. Ulachilas psachim ki Yom Likarat Samos, but the Yom Shmua is like the day of Likarat Samos as far as achilas Karban Pesach. That tells me mechlal the Yom Kavura afil erev nami lo achil, that on the Yom Kavura, the night that follows the Yom Kavura, you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. V'hadar tani, but then it says echad zeh ve'echad zeh, whether it's the Yom Likarat Samos or whether it's the Yom Kavura, tovel v'ochel b'kachem l'erev. You can be tovel and eat kachem that night. That includes Karban Pesach. So what's going on over here? An inherent steer in the Braisa. On the day of the Kavura of a relative, can you eat the Karban Pesach that night? The night that follows the day of the Yom Kavura. A steer in the Braisa. Three approaches. Approach number one, Amar Rav Chisda Tanayi. It's a Machlokas Tanayim. We're going to revisit that answer. That there's a Machlokas Tanayim, whether on the night following the Yom Kavura, a person is allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. Fine. That's not the answer we're interested in for right now. Second answer, the one that we are interested in, Rabbi Rav Huna Amar Lo Kasha, Kan Shashama Shmua Al Mesel Samuch Lishkiya Sachama, V'chein Shalitulu Atzamu Samuch Lishkiya Sachama, V'chein Shamesel Mes Ukvaro Samuch Lishkiya Sachama, V'kan Liachar Shkiya Sachama. The safe of the Braisa that says that on the day of the Likut, or the day of the Shmua, or the day of the Kavura, you're allowed to eat Kachim that night. That's talking about where all of those things happened prior to Shkiya. So the night that follows, you could eat Kachim, you could eat the Karban Pesach. Whereas the Reisha, where we said that Achilas Pesach is that Achilas Pesach is mutter on the Lel Yom Likut and the Lel Yom Shmua, but is aser on the Lel Yom Kvura, that you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach on the night following the Kvura, that's where it happened after Shkia Sacham. It was already the night of Pesach. So since the Kvura was already Belaila, that Laila is considered like the Yom Kvura itself, meaning it's not the night following the Yom Kvura, it is the Yom Kvura. Well, wait just a second. How did they do the Kvura on Pesach? Right, the Kvura was after Shkia Sachama on Pesach. You're not allowed to do that. So Rashi writes, no, they did Al Yedei Goyim. The halacha is Me'ikra Din, that on Yom Tov Rishon even, you're allowed to be Kovar Meso Al Yedei Goyim. We don't do that anymore. But on Yom Tov Sheni, even Al Yedei Yisrael. There are some communities that still do Yom Tov Sheni Al Yedei Akum, but Me'ikra Din, really it's Yom Tov Rishon Al Yedei Akum, Yom Tov Sheni Al Yedei Yisrael. But the bottom line is, this is talking about where the Kvura happened on Pesach. So since it was ready Belaila, the Laila is the Yom Kvura itself. So the Aninus is knowing Yom Kvura only midrabbanim, but the Chacham were mamid divrayim, and they don't allow eating kachim, including Karban Pesach. But if they did the Likut Atzamos after Shkia, so the Achilas kachim is asra on the day of Likut midrabbanan, but the Chacham would allow the person to eat the Karban Pesach when it was only Likut Atzamos and not the Kvura. La'achar Shkia Sachama, my Dava Hava. So it says, well, if we're talking about that the Likud was done after Shkia, my Dava Hava, the mitzvah of Hakrav Pesach, of Hakravas Pesach, you already fulfilled. So when it comes time to eat the Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Kachim. Why would we allow you to eat Kachim? You already were Mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Meaning the way Rabbi Bar Rav Huna answered it is, Karban Pesach was already taken care of, and the Kavura, the only thing that's going to prevent you from Karban Pesach, only happened at nighttime when the Karban Pesach had to already have been taken care of. So why are we going to let you eat it? Ah, so you see from Rabbi Bar Rav Huna exactly what we said you're going to see from Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, that it must be that the Achilas Karban Pesach is Ma'akev, and it's going to be Achiv Kares if you don't eat the Karban Pesach. A third approach to the inherent stira in the Brisa as to whether the Yom Kavura, whether you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach on the night following the Yom Kavura, Ravashi Amar Mai Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh, when it says Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh, it does not mean Bein B'Yom Kavura Bein B'Yom Likut. Hachi Kamar Echad Yom Shmua Ve'Echad Yom Likut Tov Avachal B'Kachum La'Erev. But Einachinami, the night after the Yom Kavura, the Reish of the Brisa said he's not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, and therefore that remains. We never, there's never a stira to begin with. We invented the stira because we assumed that Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh, that one of those Zehs refers to the Yom Kavura. Nah, neither of those Zehs refer to the Yom Kavura. Yom Kavura we already discussed, and we already said you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. So Vahad Ravashi Badusihi, but Ravashi's answer is not true. Michti Allah Kai, the Sefer, when it says Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh, is going on the previous line. And so if the Sefer were talking about Yom Shmur and Yom Likut, Zev Zemi Bayle, it should have said Zev Zeh, and not Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh. So El Shmamina Badusi. So it must be that it's incorrect. Meaning when it says Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh, it's close to what it says in the Resha, that the Yom Shmur is like the Yom Likut, so it really naturally would have connected to that if it just would have said Zev Zeh. By saying Echad Zev Yechad Zeh, sounds like you're bringing back the Yom Kavura into the discussion. So now the Gemara says, okay, we had a stira in the Brisa about the night following the Yom Kavura, whether you can eat the Karban Pesach. We had three answers to that stira. Now we're going to go back to that first answer. The first answer was Tanoihi. The Rav Chisda said it was a Machlokas Tanoim. Who are the chum that disagree about this? Titania, we have a brisa as follows. And must I misunderstand the love? A person whose relative dies, until when can he not eat kachim? Kol hayom, just the rest of that day. Rebbe Omer calls manchlo nikbar. So long as the mace hasn't been buried, he's not allowed to eat kachim. Well, b'maya skinan, what are we talking about over here? Ilema b'yom misa, if we're talking about on the that the guy died and was buried on the same day, so that's where we say the ninus doesn't go until the end of the day. It stops at the kavura, meaning as soon as he's buried, that's it. So the guy died 9 a.m., he's buried at 10 a.m., good, go eat kachem at 11 a.m. That's what you mean to say, that Rebbe says, kol zman shelo nikbar, mi ika telesle di yom misa tetafes leilo midrabanan? Is there anyone that disagrees on the idea that yom misa, where the anilus is min haTorah, that at least on a drabanan level, it will follow to the following night? Visu, and furthermore, Rebbe yomer kol zman shelo nikbar, ha kvaro ishtari lei, umi ika telesle v'achrisa ki omar? And also, it's wild that Rebbe's saying that as soon as he's buried, you're allowed to eat kachim. Does he not hold the achrisa ki omar that at least on the day of death itself that you're not allowed to eat kachim? So Amrav Sheshes ayom kvura kai. No, we're talking about where the kvura was not on the yom misa. He wasn't buried on the day that he died. And the machlokas was on the extra aninus of the yom hakvura, which is only an aninus midrabanan. So the Tanakama holds it goes all day. And Rebbe holds, no, that extra aninus midrabanan that's not on the yom misa only goes until the kvura. So maskev Rav Yosef. If Rav Yosef asks on Rav Sheshes, Elohad Ketani, that which it says in the Mishnah, Hashomea al Meso Kimelake Tatsamos, when someone finds out about the death of a relative, it's like being Melake Tatsamos. In that, Tovel, the Ochel B'Kachim La'erev, you could be Tovel and eat Kachim the night that follows, Mechal Diyom Kvura Afil La'erev Nami Lo Achil. Doesn't that imply that in the Yom Kvura, even the night that follows, you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to eat Kachim? Hamani, who is the author of that Mishnah? It's not the Tanakhama and it's not Rebbe, because they both hold that it's mutter on the night that follows. Rebbe even holds it's mutter as soon as the kavura is done. Ela teretz. So you have to be misakin the lashon of the brisa and say as follows: and masay misonin the love kolos hayom vilelo. Rebbe Omer kolzman shlo nikbar, aval nikbar below lelo. That when does the aninus extend to that entire day and the night that follows, according to the Tanakhama? Rebbe says only so long as he hasn't been buried. But once he's been buried, the aninus is over, and the aninus doesn't extend to the following night. So Amrua kameid Rabbi Yirmiyah. They said over this teretz of Rabbi Yosef to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar and Rabbi Yirmiyah commented, Gavar Rabbi Rav Yosef leimahachi. Such a great man like Rav Yosef is going to say something that's so wrong. Leima de Rebbe Lekula. You're going to tell me that Rebbe, who's disagreeing with the Tanakhama, is more makel, and he says you could eat kachem sooner. Va'atanya, but we have a brisa and masay misoneinu love. How long does the aninus extend? Kolz man sheinu nikbar v'afil mikan v'adasar yamim divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds as long as he hasn't been buried, and it can go for 10 days. So Rebbe's much more machmir. V'cham morim ein misoneinu love elo siyam bulvad. That the aninus only goes that one day and not further. Elatritzachi. So if you want to answer the lashon of the brisa, it should go as follows. You want to fix the lashon of the brisa, it goes like this. An masayu misoneinu love kolos hayom. The yom akvura, which is not the yom amisa, that day you're misoneinu below lelo. Rebbe omar kolzman shlo nikbar v'im nikbar tofes lelo. So long as he's not buried, and when he's buried, the yom akvura is tofes the night that follows. So the Tanakhama and Rebbe are disagreeing whether the yom kvura is tofes lelo. The Tanakhama says it's not tofes lelo, and Rebbe holds it is tofes lelo, and that's the machlokas tanaim about the aninus of the lel yom kvura that Rav Chista was referring to. It's that machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rebbe. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amruah Kameh and finish up that discussion.